Spain absorbed more than 7 million Latin American immigrants during the boom years starting in the 1990s, increasing its population by nearly 20%. When the economic crisis hit in 2008, most of the jobs the immigrants came to do in construction and household work disappeared, leaving few with money to send home or even enough cash to make a call. As a result, it's a slow morning at this cafe in Madrid's largely Latin American Tetuan neighborhood. Ecuadorian waitress Rosario León has been in Spain for 16 years. She still has a job, but she's concerned about the future for herself and her two teenage daughters.
It worries me a lot and it hurts me a little having to contemplate going back to my country. We came here in search of a better future for our children and we managed to more or less succeed.
But the last 4 years have shown just how fragile that success was. Unemployed mechanic Miguel Poeda came from Ecuador 14 years ago and worked mostly at construction sites. He's 64 years old.
I'm taking the voluntary return program. I will get all my unemployment benefits. We are given this opportunity to be able to return home because the situation here is going from bad to worse.
Millions of other unemployed Latin American workers in Spain are facing the same difficult decision as they seek help at shelters and soup kitchens and desperately look for work. Unemployed Colombian domestic worker Blanca Africano hopes holding up a sign will help her find a job.
Because of the crisis, you can't find work. I've been in this crisis for 4 years already. I take care of seniors, I can take care of a baby, or I clean, I cook, I can do all the domestic chores of Spain.
But her chances of finding work in Spain's depressed economy are slim. 40 kilometers and a world away at Madrid's Autonomous University, the fate of Latin American workers is on the mind of economics professor Federico Steinberg, who himself came to Spain as a child from Argentina.
An important number, I cannot give you a figure, would leave, would either go to their home countries in Latin America or to other developed countries. And that's going to be the only way to solve that situation, because it's very unlikely that we're going to see another real estate bubble in Spain until the next, 30 years.
Experts say it will not take that long to turn the country's economy around, but after 4 years of recession, even a few more years would be too long for many of Spain's immigrants. Al Pessin, VOA News, Madrid.